Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning. In the case of Colombia, the text that was proposed and that we are supporting in different lines, that is shown in the screen now, that paragraph. Our position comes from the general law for education in our country that was approved in 1994, which aims for people from ethnic groups and minorities to be able to have access to education through mechanisms and tools that allow these ethnic groups to actually have access to education in their own language and culture. When we talk about ethnic groups in our country, we are mentioning about 67 different indigenous groups, but in terms of people of African descent, this is a development of that law in the sense that most of the people of African descent in our country, of course, the maternal language is Spanish. However, there are cases like a community, like historical community, Palenque community, they have spoken their own language for centuries. That language, Palenque language, is actually oral heritage of humanity, according to declared by UNESCO. And also in the Caribbean island of San Andres, they speak English Creole. In both cases, they have been implemented education, what we call ethno-education, for many years. So this paragraph is a development of our national legislation. Of course, there are challenges we're facing, but in our case, we have been implemented this kind of provisions for already like more than 20 years. Thank you, Mr. Chair.